Back on Earth, people watched and waited and listened, and the astronauts didn't disappoint. Hovering just above the moon's surface, their broadcast was from the Book of Genesis.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
I don't know. It just caught the country by surprise. It was so moving and comforting. And I think at that point we realized the importance of a space mission for bringing self-confidence to people.
On their fourth orbit around the moon, the astronauts saw something that no human eyes had ever seen before. It was the Earth, rising out of the blackness of space. The pictures they took changed the way we viewed our planet forever.
We have liftoff.
And then came the big one. On July 16th, 1969, Apollo 11 was launched.
Oh, I remember watching it. It was like, wow. It was like watching science fiction come true.
On its final descent to the moon's surface, unknown to the watching audience, a series of alarms went off inside the lunar module. NASA decided to override them. The gamble paid off.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
I'm going to step off the landing. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
More than 600 million people watched the broadcast worldwide. The experience bonded the human race in a way which had never happened before. Or since.
One of those rare occasions that brought the whole nation, in a sense the whole world, together in a shared experience.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin only walked on the moon for less than 3 hours.